Ooh, that smell. The smell that surrounds a community. It's the Friday Mixer. Weeks have turned into months now of a sulfuric stench in Porter Ranch, a pretty idyllic part of the northern San Fernando Valley. A gas leak in the region emanating from the Southern California gas company Aliso Canyon Natural Gas Storage Field began small with a few residents complaining. Well, now hundreds of homeowners and thousands of school children have been relocated out of the area. The tab keeps rising as the region's blood pressure continues to rise as well. People want answers as to why the leak continues, what's caused it, how it could have been avoided, and what the state is going to do about it. KCRW's Saul Gonzalez has been covering that story, and he spent some time in Porter Ranch over the last several weeks. He's with us right now. Hi, Saul.
Hey, Steve.
Gene Mattis reports for LA Weekly. He has a feature story this week in the newspaper on what went wrong in Porter Ranch. Gene, welcome to you.
Thanks for having me.
Happy New Year to you both, by the way. Gene, what do we know for sure caused this leak, and how quickly did Southern California Gas attend to it?
Well, they found it on October 23rd. In terms of the cause, I think it's pretty clear that there's a corroded pipe, and it is leaking out. It's a 7-inch diameter pipe, and it's leaking out. Actually, it goes down from there to the bottom of an 11¾-inch casing, and then it goes out through the ground and then up to the air from there. And,
why not just plug that up? All right, we have a leak in this corroded pipe. Can't we just go in, fix it, and it's done?
Well, they've certainly tried. The way you typically would do that is by pumping heavy brine down there, and the pressure from the water that you're putting down on top of it is supposed to outweigh the pressure from the gas coming up. But every time they've tried to do that, the pressure of the gas has been too strong, and it's blown the water back up out through the hole in the well. And so they haven't been able to control the leak in that way. And so now what they're doing is drilling a relief well alongside it that they will try to intercept the leaking well at 8,000 feet below ground.
Below ground. I know a lot of these stories, you guys, is about coulda, woulda, shoulda, right? And your story, to be sure, Gene, mentions the fact that there could have been some things done to avoid something like this. What could have happened?
Well, certainly, I mean, to start with, these are old pipes we're talking about. This was originally an oil field. They were producing oil and gas out of there. And that was in the 40s and 50s, and this well was drilled in 1953. And in the 70s, they switched it over to natural gas storage. And so, you know, the gas that you and I use in our homes and that they use to power the power plants around here comes from that facility, and it's stored underground there. And they're using the same wells that they drilled in the 50s to bring in, to pump natural gas into the reservoir and then bring it out of the reservoir. And so from a, you know, from a design standpoint, there's a question of whether those wells were designed to do what they're doing now. Originally, there was something called a subsurface safety valve that was in this particular well. And in the late 70s, in 1979, they decided to take that out because I guess it was leaking and it was old, and they decided they could do without it. And I think in terms of, you know, the coulda, woulda, shoulda, if they had had a safety valve in there now, and if it were working properly, then this would not be happening.
Saul Gonzalez, you spent some time, I know, as I mentioned earlier, in the community there, in Porter Ranch, in that part of the valley. What are residents saying over there, and how have they responded to what the gas company is doing and to trying to fix this?
Well, I think initially, Steve, you had a small group of residents that were concerned about this and knew about the infrastructure, the energy infrastructure just over the hill from where the neighborhoods are. So, but it quickly ballooned from a small group that were concerned, a small group that could actually smell the natural gas or whether the additive they add to the natural gas that gives it that very, you know, unique smell. And then it just blossomed from there. And, you know, now you have what, like over 2,000 families that have left the community. Hundreds more are asking SoCalGas, you know, to leave so they can be relocated. And it's, you know, the biggest thing to happen to this quintessential Southern California suburban community in its history.
And you've got two schools, right? Two LAUSD schools, I believe both of them elementary schools, who have moved their students out of there.
Yeah, there are two schools are going to be closing. The students are going to be relocating, I think, until the end of the school year. You have SoCal Gas has opened up kind of this community center where you can come and, you know, fill out the paperwork to move, ask questions about where repairs are right now. So that's the situation right now. You mean, and then of course you have people who are still remaining in the community. You know, it's weird when you go there. I mean, it doesn't seem like there's an environmental catastrophe happening, really. I mean, people are still in the Starbucks, or they're going to the Whole Foods. People are cycling or jogging within a mile to 2 miles of where this is all happening. And it doesn't feel like it. But then when you start knocking on doors and you start asking people about, you know, are they staying or are they going, then it becomes much clearer. And you often find people going to their homes for like an hour or so just to pick up things so they can go back to the hotel where they relocated.
Did you, when you got out of your car in that area, did you smell it? Did you know what was going on?
Oh, yeah. No, you can absolutely smell it. It's stronger on certain days. It depends on prevailing winds. But I've been to Porter Ranch 3 times now, and each time you do smell that odor. But residents say, I've smelled it lightly, but residents say it can get much, much stronger, all of it depending on which way the winds are blowing.
Gene Mattis, I'm going to ask this question, and tell me if I'm wrong if I'm just asking this question, but is this incompetence or is this malfeasance, do you think?
I mean, it's a good question. Obviously, they're going to do, you know, real investigating. You know, the state agencies that are responsible for this are going to, you know, set up all sorts of investigations to get to the bottom of it. I think, you know, a couple of the things we can talk about now, you know, are the regulations that are in place on things like this. It doesn't seem like the regulations from the Division of Oil and Gas and Geothermal Resources are really that strong. You know, they only have to check the pressure on these wells once every 5 years. They check the temperature once a year, you know, and that's the regulation anyway. And so, I mean, SoCal Gas recognized a year ago that they had a bunch of old wells and said, we'd like to go back and refurbish them, but we need money to do it. And so it was a question of getting a rate increase from the Public Utilities Commission. So there's a lot of sort of bureaucratic inertia involved, a lot of sort of, you know we have a problem here, but we don't have the money to deal with it, and the rules aren't there requiring them to deal with it. So I think there's going to be a lot of different angles to look at this from.
Porter Ranch is a pretty affluent neighborhood. If this had happened in another area, Gene, do you think that it would get as much attention? Like if this happened, you know, we know about the lead from the Exide plant in Vernon. We know about other contamination that's been taking place in other impoverished neighborhoods that perhaps don't get this kind of attention.
Yeah, I mean, one difference would be, and, you know, I've covered environmental issues all over, and a lot of them are, you know, in the gateway cities or in Vernon and, you know, Carson and places like that. And a lot of those stories are stuff that happened, you know, 50 or 60 years ago, you know, stuff that's been in the ground for a long time, and there are very long time horizons that we're talking about. This is an active thing that, you know, everybody can look at right now, and we can see the infrared video that shows the gas spewing out of the ground. And so it's a much, I mean, I think if it were happening anywhere, it would get attention because it's, you know, obviously very wrong what's going on up there. And, you know, it's ongoing. It's sort of like the Gulf of Mexico or the Deepwater Horizon situation where there's this leak and nobody can stop it. And it's this, you know, unfolding disaster that everybody can see is happening. So it's a little different in that way from, you know, some of the sort of multi-decade environmental toxic issues that we've covered in the past.
Unfolding, certainly. Evolving, certainly. Gene Mattis, LA Weekly reporter. Saul Gonzalez from here at KCRW covering the story for us. Thank you so much to you both, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.